This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
A partnership?
I think it might be the answer. Instead of him selling up to Lovell James.
Well, I suppose. If Alistair keeps a share of his own practice.
Yes. It's much better than losing it altogether. He's been his own boss for so long. I know he'd find it hard to work for somebody else.
So it's not too late to back out of the sale?
Oh, no, no. The valuation's been done, but nothing's been signed.
I see. So what's this woman like?
Well, she's called Anisha Jayakodi. Her speciality is equine orthopaedics, apparently. So, a good combination with Alistair's areas of expertise. And she's coming round for lunch.
Oh, I mustn't hold you up then.
Oh, Alistair's in charge of all that. Though I ought to get back fairly soon.
Someone's in a hurry.
Who's that?
Rob Titchener.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he's not meant to be driving. Not for a few more days yet.
Oh?
That's what he said to me.
Well, so you've talked to him recently?
I had a chat with him on Friday.
Oh.
What about you?
Me? Oh, no, no, no. I've got nothing to say to Rob.
Well, I have to say, the guy doesn't seem to have many friends right now.
And you're surprised?
Well, it does worry me to see somebody who's so isolated. Yeah, dumped from the cricket team, thrown out of the pub. Even Susan's given him the cold shoulder. And now, of course, who's just moving him out of Blossom Hill? That made things a bit awkward for me.
Well, after what's happened, he still thinks he's done nothing wrong. He still thinks he's the victim.
You know I'm not taking his side, Shula. But I can't just ignore the guy, pretend he doesn't exist. I have to try and get through to him. Try and heal things somehow, even if I end up getting nowhere.
I know this sounds very uncharitable, but I think he's getting exactly the kind of treatment he deserves.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Rex.
Morning. Anyway, I need to get back to our lunch.
Yes. Well, I do hope it all goes well for you.
Oh, thanks. So do I. Bye, then.
Bye.
You heading into the shop, Alan?
No, no, I'm just on my way out. Oh, Rex. You are just the man.
I am.
They've sold out of your upper-class eggs.
Oh.
So, can I ask you a very big favour?
So, Anisha, welcome to the stables.
Thanks. I wasn't sure whether to go round the front or...
No, no, you're fine. Most people come into the yard.
Yes, and wow, look at this. What a great setup. It's amazing.
Well, we'll give you a proper look round later. Oh, here's my wife. She's in charge of all that.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello, you're back.
Hi.
Oh, sorry. I got held up talking to Alan, our vicar.
Anisha, this is Shula.
Hello.
Hello, nice to meet you.
And you. I was admiring your wonderful yard.
Oh, yes, thanks. We are rather proud of it.
Yes, I bet you are.
There speaks a specialist in equine orthopaedics.
Well, not just that. I did warn you. I'm just completely mad about horses.
You've come to the right place, then.
And you've a horse of your own?
Oh, yes. She's a bay mare, 16 hands, part thoroughbred.
Oh, sounds nice.
Oh, she's a dream. I'm so lucky to have her.
Where do you keep her?
Not where I live, sadly. A few miles away. Not close enough, really.
And you've done some serious competition?
Well, depends what you mean by serious.
Have you won any prizes?
Well, at a couple of point-to-point races last season, yes.
Oh, well done.
Sounds pretty serious to me.
But mostly for fun. I take her out whenever I've time, which isn't as often as I'd like.
Well, I imagine you're kept pretty busy at your current practice.
Oh, yes. The partners make sure of that.
Ah, yes.
You can guess who gets to cover weekends, bank holidays, Christmas.
Yes, we've all been there.
So, a practice with the stables attached.
Well, it ticks a lot of boxes for me. That's why I got in touch when I heard you may be thinking about the future.
That makes sense.
So, shall we go in?
There you go, Alan.
Oh, that is great. Thanks, Rex. You just about saved my life.
So, this is for Usha's aunt?
Auntie Sacha. It's like having visiting royalty. Only the best will do.
Ah, yeah, I get it.
She's a lovely lady. I'm quite glad it's only for the one night.
Hey!
Oh, hi, Alice.
Hello.
Rex, and Alan too. It's definitely my lucky day.
Oh, how's that?
Well, two such handsome, highly talented guys. I know you'd both love to be in this year's Christmas show. Oh, come on. I know I could find the perfect roles for you.
Alice, you know I'd be only too delighted, but where am I going to find the time in the run-up to Christmas? I've got four parishes to look after.
All right, you're excused. What about you, Rex?
And I know Linda's away, but how come you're casting this year?
Oh, not really. Kate's meant to be in charge.
Ah, right.
And you know my big sister, she just loves to delegate.
So you're just going round ambushing poor, unsuspecting villagers?
Well, Linda keeps texting updated lists for her casting.
What? There's a list?
We're not doing so badly. I signed up virtually the entire Grundy clan last Sunday.
Am I on this list?
Well... No, but why not?
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I can't help, and I wish you the best of luck.
Oh, thanks.
Cheerio then. Bye.
Bye. So, Rex, you don't have four parishes to look after?
Just a couple of hundred geese.
Yes, but guess which show we're doing this year? Mother Goose.
Yeah?
Yes! So this could be a great opportunity for you and Toby.
You're surprised at Sri Lankan Scott becoming a vet? You should have seen my parents' faces when I told them.
Oh, dear.
Mum had visions of me going to med school like she did.
Oh.
But I've been pony mad since I was nine, so they should have spotted the signs.
But you obviously managed to win them over to the idea of having a vet in the family.
Eventually. And choosing a uni in Scotland helped persuade them.
Because you were close to home?
Which was fine, for a while. Though, I can't say it wasn't a relief when I got a job down south and moved a little further away.
Oh.
Though my mum still messages me most days.
Oh, that's what parents do, worry about their children. And do you still have family back in Sri Lanka, Anisha?
My grandparents, Dad's parents, moved back there a few years ago. Not that I get to see them very often.
No, it can't be easy taking a long holiday when you're so busy at work.
My summer holiday this year was a couple of days at our local pony club camp.
Really?
Giving talks on health and stable management, you know.
Very noble of you. Oh, I can't remember when Alistair and I last had a proper holiday. Just the thought of organising a locum for him, cover for me. Well, you can imagine.
So, another reason why Alistair needs a partner.
As far as I'm concerned, yes.
Well, you've got such a wonderful place here.
Oh.
This lovely home and your business, surrounded by all this amazing countryside. Me, I can only dream of living in a place like this.
Yes, yes, you're right. We are incredibly lucky.
Right, so, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, so who was it?
Joe Grundy. Sounds like Bartleby's got a bad case of colic.
Oh, no.
That doesn't sound good.
Joe's one of our neighbours. He's 90-odd, with one equally ancient pony.
OK.
So?
I'm afraid I couldn't really say no. I'll have to go and sort him out.
Yes, yes, I suppose you must.
Anisha, I know this is terribly rude of me to go off and leave you like this.
Hey, no, don't worry about it, Alistair. I know what it's like. Duty calls.
Thanks. I'll see you in a bit.
Bye.
Is Alistair so accommodating with all his clients?
Well, if it's an emergency.
I see.
And, well, the Grundys are a bit of a special case.
Oh?
Yeah, they've always struggled financially. In fact, Alistair usually marks Joe's bills down a bit.
Oh. If he's that generous, how does he ever make a profit?
Oh, well, I suppose in a place like this, a small community, he has to make occasional allowances.
Yes. Yes, I see.
Ah! Yes! Got it!
Alice?
Oh, if I can just get it out where we can... There. See? Isn't it great?
So?
It's a goose costume!
Oh.
It's from years and years ago. Left over from Jack and the Beanstalk, apparently. The Giant's Castle? Or was that
A hen. But anyway, this is definitely a goose.
So, where's the head?
Okay, yes, good question.
I mean, I don't mean to be fussy, but, you know, if you're trying to bribe me to be in your show, then...
Oh, bribe who? It's all about product placement, Rex. A free chance for you and Toby to promote Christmas goose sales in front of the whole village.
Wait, yeah, I'd better say this now. I can't speak for Toby. He runs his own life.
Well, okay, let's leave him out of it. I'm asking you.
Well, I guess I've had worse offers.
Besides, it'd be so nice to have you on the cast. And for you, too. Get out, forget your troubles. Have some fun with the rest of us.
Maybe.
Great. Right, so, where's that head?
Look, Alice, I've got stuff to do. Do you mind if I leave you to it?
No, that's fine, you go. But you will be in the show, won't you?
So, thanks again for coming all this way. It's been really nice meeting you, Anisha.
Yes.
And you too. And thanks for such a great lunch, Shula.
Oh, it's been lovely having you.
You can find your way back to the main road?
I think so, yes. And I'll be in touch very soon, Alistair.
Oh, okay.
Bye then.
Bye. Take care. Have a safe journey.
Bye. So, what do you think?
I really like her.
You do?
Yes. I mean, she's quite upfront. All that energy and liveliness and enthusiasm.
That's called being young.
Yes, I suppose so.
But you're right. She'd certainly liven the place up. I liked her too.
It's important that you'll get on together.
Of course. But as long as she's good at her job and committed to the practice...
Well, I'm no expert, but I'd say she'd be both.
Perhaps.
Though I'm not sure how she feels about you giving cut-price deals to the Grundys.
Is that what she said?
Not in so many words.
Well... If she's not used to a small country practice.
I get the feeling that being a vet isn't just a vocation for her. She wants to make money too.
Don't we all?
And for young people like her, not even on the housing ladder, it's so hard to buy into our kind of lifestyle, no matter how skilled and dedicated you are.
Yes. The things we take for granted.
Mm. And perhaps she felt you were being overgenerous to Joe.
So... It's not just a question of, do I want to take on a partner? Will she want to come?
Morning.
Oh.
Not interrupting, am I?
Justin, hello.
Just thought I'd call in to see how you're doing.
Oh, yes.
And to officially welcome you aboard.
Well, thanks. That's kind. I appreciate it.
Well, after dropping you straight in the deep end... I hope it's not too chaotic in here. Our admin's taken a back seat lately.
No. I'm on top of it, thanks. You're getting up to speed with some of this paperwork.
Excellent. And don't worry, I've not come to keep tabs on you.
Right.
As we agreed, I'll be giving you a pretty free hand. I'm sure I can trust you to sort out your own priorities.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Good man.
Yeah, it may not be our busiest time of year, but there's quite a large patch to cover. I can't wait to get stuck in.
Oh, that's the spirit.
Though, of course, if there's anywhere in particular you'd like me to start...
No, I don't think so. I'll let you decide.
OK. Well, I think my first job is to take a look at the arable side, see how things are shaping up.
Well, sounds like a good idea to me. And you don't want to be stuck in the office all day.
No. So, when I'm done with this, I think I'll start locally. I'll pay a visit to Adam Macy.
Hey, you're up.
Hmm.
Well... In your dressing gown. And it's not even lunchtime.
The goose's head has been found.
What?
A message from Alice. The goose's head has been found. She sent it to me and Rex.
Goose's head? What? That doesn't sound good.
No.
Wait, and why Alice?
Okay, well, not my problem anymore.
Toby?
I'm sacked from the geese, aren't I? Let Rex deal with it.
But what if... I mean...
Why should I care? It's not my business.
Toby, you should give Rex a call and find out.
No, I'm not talking to my brother. Not after what he did to me.
Right, so that's it? You're never going to say a word to him for the rest of your life?
Maybe not. Well, if he comes to me and gets down on his knees and totally grovels, then...
Yeah, like that's ever going to happen.
Oh, no, really. Think about it. It's been hard enough sorting the geese with both of us. And if he thinks he can do it without me, no way.
No?
No. I'll give Rex a week to work it out. Then he'll have to come begging.
Toby!
Yep, things to do. Time to get moving. But first, I'm going to call Alice.
Adam!
Rob, hi.
Morning. Is that a load of your wheat?
Yes, just gone off.
Okay. Now, you can probably guess why I'm here. I've started my job with Justin, estates manager.
So I've heard.
Yeah, so I thought I'd come and check in with you. How are things?
Okay. Yeah, fine. Though, of course, we're done with most of the field work.
Uh-huh. And with you? How's everything on the home front?
Well,
Remind me, are you still back at Honeysuckle?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. It's hard to keep up with you two.
What?
Right then, to business. We need to talk about the autumn sown crops. I've got some quite serious concerns.
Concerns?
Yes, in fact, I'd like us to go down there and take a look at them now, if you can spare me a few minutes.
Toby was worried about the geese, so I...
Toby?
We both were, so I was on my way down to the cows.
Okay, well, you can see the geese are doing fine.
Good. I'm glad.
Not that it's anything to do with Toby anymore.
No. So how are you doing? Is everything else okay?
Look, Pip, I don't know if he sent you down here or what. Well,
Toby, but... no. I came down to see you, say hi. I mean, whatever's going on with you and him, we're still friends, aren't we?
Well, yeah.
Good, because I'm not taking his side or anyone's. I'm just caught in the middle.
Well, yeah, if that's the case, you can tell him I meant what I said. He's pushed me too far. I'm not going to let him off the hook this time.
Anyway, the other reason I came down, you know there's a Halloween theme night at the Bull? It's superheroes and villains. I wondered if you fancy coming along. There'll be loads of us. It's okay. I don't need
to... No, I've got stuff to do. You go ahead and answer it.
Wait, Rex! Yeah, Toby?
Hey, where are you?
Oh, just out with the cows. Why?
Well, soon as you're done, you must come on home. There's something I've got to show you.
I'm sure you can see what I mean. It's hardly showing.
Well...
Where it should be, really greening up by now.
All right, some of it's got off to quite a slow start.
Yeah, and it's uneven. Look at that patch over there.
It's on the heavier land. It hasn't been great. I know that.
You've only got to look a mile down the road. Our neighbour's land that's been conventionally cultivated, it's a long way ahead.
So, you think it's all to do with the no-till system?
That big shiny new drill of yours... I don't think it's doing the job, simple as that.
Rob, you know how the new system works. I explained it all at length to the BL board, and they've agreed. We're going ahead with a long-term trial of the no-till system. The board has made the decision.
Mm-hmm, but it's my job to decide if it's working. Looking at the state of these crops...
Oh, come on, it's still much too early to say. We're on a learning process here.
Oh, just look around you, Adam. You have to be blind not to see it.
It's still too soon. This is the first time I've used the new drill. The land's been under an intensive arable regime for years. The soil's been really hammered.
So you're blaming it all on the soil?
It's a fact. I can't work miracles. Nothing's going to happen overnight. We've got to give it a year or two. It's going to take a while to settle down.
And in the meantime, if these fields are anything to go by, we'll be stuck with poor yields and even worse profits.
It's an investment. We've got to think in the medium to long term.
Well, I'm sorry. It's my job to think about the here and now. You're our main contractor, and if you're not delivering the results, that's just not good enough. And I'm sure Justin would agree.
Justin?
Hmm. Well, he'll have to know about this. It's my responsibility to keep him informed.
Wait. So... Well, what do you plan to tell him?
The facts. So, if these crops don't pick up very soon, You can expect another visit from me.
There you go, Rex.
Thanks.
Not every day you get served by Spider-Man.
Yeah, I like the costume.
Oh, cheers, yeah. Lots of people have made the effort. Though, I'm not sure who Barry's supposed to be. Are you?
Nope. Not a clue.
Oh.
But the hairstyle's interesting.
Oh, and I'm afraid I'll have to charge you, Rex, as you're not in costume.
Ah, yeah. Some of us have had work to do.
Yeah, I tell you what. Have this one on the house.
No,
go on. Special occasion.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Kenton.
Yeah, not just Halloween. Tomorrow's our wedding anniversary, me and Jolene's.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
To you and Catwoman over there?
Yeah. Doesn't she look great? I've told her that she should wear it more often.
Right.
Oh, and I've lined up this big treat for her. It's a surprise.
Oh.
Yeah, so don't say a word. It's something I know that she's really going to love, though... I've still got one or two little details to sort out.
Good evening!
Hey, well, and who have we here?
Look out! Gotham City!
Yeah, the Joker. It's excellent. Great mask. So, what can I get you, sir?
Oh, just the usual, please, Kenton.
Rob?
Surprised?
Yeah, that was such a great impression. I would never have guessed. Would you, Rex?
Come on, Rex. Don't look so gloomy. Let's put a smile on that face.
Okay, pint of Shires.
Oh, Justin. Yeah, I need to take this. If you'll excuse me a minute.
Yeah, fine. Take as long as you want.
Justin, hello.
Rob, as the Joker. Can you believe it?
I don't see anyone laughing.
That man. I mean, just how sick can you get?
Down at the Bull, joining in the Halloween fun.
Well, I won't keep you long. It's about the shoot on Thursday. You know I've asked a few guests of my own.
Yes, I remember.
Well, one of the guns has dropped out, so I wondered if you'd like to take his place.
Me?
Well, we should have a good day's sport if you think you can spare the time.
Yes. Of course, I'd be delighted. Thank you, Justin.
Hey, hello, Umbridge. Guess who?
Black Widow?
Yes, all right, you got it.
Oh, nice one, Pip. Goodness and, sake. Who's your feathered friend?
You ready?
Yeah.
Is it a plane? No.
Is it a bird? Yes.
It's Ganderman!
Ganderman?
Honk, honk!
Oh, great. Well, we got Spider-Man, that's me, Batman, Jazza, but Ganderman, that is definitely a first.
Oh, suffocating in here.
Oh, and Rex, hey, great you made it.
So, Rex, great costume or what? See what I'll do for the sake of our goose business. I'm even doing marketing work on my night out.
It's no good, Toby. You're too late.
Hey, come on. Those geese are as much mine as yours.
Toby!
Not anymore. I told you, you're fired.
So, guys, what'll it be?
Can I have one of your country wines?
Yes, you certainly can. Take your pick.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Rex!
Maybe I'll give the nettle a try.
Hey, Rex, where are you off to?
Good night.
One nettle wine. What about you, Pip?
Oh, white wine, please. That's with grapes.
Coming right up.
And Kenton, while we're at it, can we have a serious talk about this whole natural-flavoured drinks craze?
Yeah, sure, if you're really interested.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hey, Toby, can you look after my drink for me? I won't be long.
What?
Rex, hey, Rex, wait! Rex, I know how you feel about Toby, but he is genuinely gutted about being cut out of the Hollowtree Goose business.
Doesn't look like it to me.
You know what he's like.
I do, sadly.
And anyway, don't let a silly argument drive you out of the pub. It's Halloween. Come back in. You don't have to talk to Toby. Talk to me instead. Please?
Pip, you know it's nothing personal. I think I'd rather go home.
Oh, come on, just for half an hour. We don't have to be with the others. We can sit on our own, in a corner.
It's a nice thought, but it's too late.
What? No, no, it isn't. Not for us. We can still be friends.
Pip, you don't get it, do you? I can't be in the same room as Toby. The same pub, even.
Rex!
Thanks for the offer. Good night.
Oh, Canton!
For the best, most gorgeous wife in the whole world. Happy anniversary.
Oh, they're beautiful! Oh, thank you, my darling.
Lilies for the Lily of Leighton Cross. Roses for the rose of my heart.
Oh, they're lovely.
Yeah. Well, maybe not quite as romantic as your gift to me. My Game of Thrones box set.
Oh, watch it. I'll just find something to put them in.
Oh, no. Don't get up. No. No big rush, is there?
Oh, wow.
So, you have a lie in, huh? Breakfast is all made. I'll bring it straight up to you.
Oh, I like the sound of that. I'd love a lie in after yesterday. Talk about a busy night.
Yeah. Went well, though, didn't it? Big success.
Oh, you bet.
If we're not careful, we'll end up making a profit.
It's been a great few months for us. The football and then the Olympics.
Yeah.
And even the summer weather was good for once. Oh, just think where we were this time last year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we've done well. And worked hard for it. The flowers are just for starters. Oh. Yes, I've got another little surprise lined up for you.
Hello. What's up? Are you okay?
What?
Well, after last night. Why are you up so early?
Best part of the day, isn't it?
When I got up, you were still well out of it.
Well, no rest for Gander Man. He is out there fighting evil and bringing justice to the world. No,
seriously, I've been watching you from up by the cows, walking down this lane, poking around in the hedge. Have you lost something?
Ah, well, unlike some people, I didn't spend the whole of last night sitting in a corner with a glass of wine.
Okay, so I was tired, that's all.
After my research into the Grundy slow gin.
Oh, yes, mostly spent looking down the toilet bowl, as I remember.
Well, anyway, I had a really interesting talk with Kenton. You'd never believe how many different kinds of artisan-flavoured drinks there are. People put all kinds of stuff into booze, stick a fancy label on it, then sit back and count the profits.
Toby?
So I thought, Toby, that sounds like the makings of a great business plan.
What? Toby, you can't be serious.
Well, here we are, bang in the middle of the countryside. All these wild herbs and leaves and berries and stuff.
You want to start a drinks business?
Well, there's no harm in doing the research, is there? Oh. So I've come out to do a bit of foraging.
Foraging? Okay.
Actually, it's been a bit disappointing so far. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot down here to forage.
It's November, Toby. It's the wrong time of year.
Ah, hey, though, what about this?
Oh, yeah. Spindleberries.
Awesome. Mm. Nice and pretty. They'd look great on a label.
Yeah. If they weren't deadly poisonous.
Poisonous. Okay, well, if I can't find anything here, I'll have to try somewhere else.
Fallon, it's me again, and I'm sorry, but...
Kenton!
You really do need to call me, yeah? As soon as you can. Bye.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise you were on the phone.
No, I was just checking on the wine delivery.
Well, we need some more nuts in the Plowmans.
Yep, I'm already onto it. Oh, and hey, look what I found.
Oh, is that...
Yeah, Rob's Joker mask from last night. Oh. Here, watch.
Let's put a smile on that face.
No, don't. It's creepy. Well,
it was in the gents. Must have dumped it there.
I can't believe he'd come in here wearing that.
Yeah. Well, shame to throw it away. I might as well hang on to it, yeah?
We'll do whatever you like.
Hiya.
Oh, put it away.
Oh, sorry. Did I interrupt something?
No.
Oh, what gorgeous flowers.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? Kenton gave them to me for our anniversary.
Oh, is that today? Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. Lucky girl, aren't I?
Oh, I'd say.
So, what can I do you for?
Well, actually, I can't stop. I just came in for a quick word.
Oh?
Kenton.
Yes.
How would you like to be a star?
Of what, exactly?
Of our brand new, all-singing, all-dancing Christmas show, Mother Goose.
Well...
And because of your huge talent and natural charisma, I am offering you the lead role, Mother Goose herself.
What?
Goose, yeah, I like that.
Toby's the one with the costume, not me.
No, no, the goose is a completely different character. Mother Goose is the dame.
Dame?
And not just any old dame. She is the dame of dames.
Yeah, well, I hate to let you down, but...
Come on. You must do it. Linda's put you on her list. She thinks you're perfect for the part.
Alice, things are mad in here. The run-up to Christmas, it's our busiest time.
I need a mirror with me, really.
All right. Who else can we get to play the dame?
How about, instead of going round the village asking people, why don't you and Kate have a proper audition like Linda usually does?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, you're probably right. I was hoping we wouldn't have to bother. I better talk to my big sister.
Bye.
Good luck, then.
Without Linda, they're going to need it.
Okay, then. Peanuts.
Peanuts. Kenton? How about this big surprise?
Yes, that.
Oh, now you got me all excited. I'm still waiting.
Yeah. Won't be long now.
Sorry, Constanza. That's your lot.
Hey, Eddie!
You. Don't sneak up on me like that.
Sorry.
What are you doing here, hanging around Linda's?
I might ask the same of you.
Ain't it obvious I'm looking after the llamas while she's away?
Nice.
Yeah, all right. So it's a joke job for a pittance. Well, I can't afford to be fussy.
Right.
Not with the bills and rent to pay. And you still ain't answered me question.
Ah, well, this famous herb garden I keep hearing about.
Oh, Linda's Herbs?
Well, yeah, I'm just doing a little experiment looking for some original drink flavours.
Drink?
Yes, it was actually your slow gin that put me onto it. Such great stuff. Real nectar.
Yeah, did you get home all right on Friday night? Me and Dad was a bit worried.
Of course. No problem. Though that stuff does have a bit of a sting in the tail.
We did try and warn you.
Anyway, where are these herbs?
What, you're going to pinch them while she's not here?
Well, just have a sniff around, you know.
Ah, Toby.
Oh, hello. More visitors.
Alice.
Toby. I saw your pickup out there.
Oh, yeah, the goose costume. Sorry, I was going to drop it back to you later.
Oh, no. It's okay. You keep it. You might be needing it again.
I might.
Well, that's what I've come to tell you. Me and Kate are holding a panto audition on Friday.
Oh, blooming mother goose.
So why don't you bring it along with you?
Alice, about this panto.
No, it's all right, Eddie. You're excused the audition. You've definitely got a part already. And a song, of course.
Sorry, but no.
What?
I mean, no. I am not doing the panto.
Eddie?
I'm not giving up my time to advertise the Fair Brothers flipping geese.
You what?
I've changed me mind.
Eddie!
And that goes for Dad too, and Clary, and the kids.
No, wait, no, that's not fair. You can't do this to me.
Sorry, that's my last word. Goodbye.
Ugh. No Grundies. What am I going to do now?
Right, the herb garden.
Toby! You're not going to let me down, are you?
I'd like to help you out. I really would.
Oh, but you were so great last night in your costume. You're a natural goose.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I've already made other plans.
What plans?
I'm about to start this really major new project, like the biggest thing I've ever done.
Toby!
So I really am sorry, but I won't have time for anything else.
Yeah. Oh, that is great, Fallon. Oh, you star.
Afternoon.
Yeah. We will. Thanks so much, yeah. OK, bye. Yes!
What are you so happy about?
Oh, just some good news I've been waiting for.
Oh, well, glad somebody's had good news.
A pint, is it?
No, just the half, if I can scrape up enough cash.
Half it is.
Hi, Eddie.
No,
You OK now?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's just, well, I heard your phone go. More news about the wine order?
No, not this time.
Oh, about someone else then?
That surprise I was telling you about.
Yeah?
It's ready. It's all been sorted.
Oh, great. So come on then.
It's okay. You go on. Don't mind me.
Yeah. Well, even better.
Yeah?
I can show you.
Show me what?
I've been waiting all morning.
Yeah, well, hold on. Let me get the page up. There.
The Matcham Grange Luxury Hotel and Spa.
Yeah.
What's this?
Oh, like the sound of it?
Yeah.
Good. So, next week, you and I are spending a night in their best suite with a load of their spa and health treatments thrown in.
Oh, get him!
Blimey.
Yeah, and that includes a meal in their world-renowned restaurant.
Oh, thank you, my darling.
Oh, happy anniversary, love.
Oh, that's wonderful.
All right for some.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you sooner, but I had to wait for Fallon to see if she could cover for us.
Oh, it was worth waiting for.
Luxury spa.
Oh, isn't it great, Eddie?
Yeah.
So aren't you pleased for us?
Yeah, well, it's me and Clary's anniversary next week.
Oh.
Yeah? Well, maybe you should come and join us.
Ah, fat chance. I can guess how much that's going to cost you.
Yeah.
I'm already scratching around for next month's rent. Yeah. There'll be no luxury spas for Clary. She'll be lucky to get a box of chocolates.
I've had quite a successful morning.
Yeah, I can see.
So, here we have...
Birch leaves.
Yes, birch leaves and crab apples and a few hips and haws. And this stuff here, this is water mint, apparently. Bert told me about it. And by the way, he assures me that none of it's poisonous. Plus, from Linda Snell's herb garden...
What?
Rosemary, thyme... Oh, and this one, which Bert says is winter savoury. Oh, just get a load of that. Go on. Give your sinuses a treat.
Wait, and dried herbs. Where did you get dried herbs?
Oh, well, Linda had some stuff hanging up drying in her garden shed.
You raided Linda's garden shed as well?
Yes. So, look, I'll give her a few bottles to keep her happy when I'm done.
But done what?
Well, this is where it starts, Pip. Now's the time for some serious experimentation.
Toby.
So, listen, and I'll tell you how I'm going to do it. I'll start by using a gin base.
Gin?
Yeah, it's all perfectly legal. And then I'll put in whole different combinations of this stuff. Throw in things like juniper berries, licorice powder, orange and lemon peel. Ooh. Let it all seep together, then add in a splash of vodka.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Ah, you wait.
And lethal.
By the time I've finished, I'll have created the most exciting, original, artisan drink you have ever tasted.
Adam said he'd put the pallets out for me. They should be stacked here by the barn.
Is he going to help you with the bonfire?
No, that'll be down to me and Kenton. I'm going to meet him on the green. Oh, yeah, great, I can see him.
How long are you going to be?
Oh, I don't know. Depends how many I've got to load.
Oh.
It may be a while. I'm not used to working on an empty stomach.
Oh, Neil, after that nice dinner I made you.
Pasta salad.
And what was the matter with my pasta salad?
Oh, nothing. There it seemed to be a lot more salad than pasta.
Yes. Full of fresh, healthy, low-calorie ingredients. Mm. Much better for you than pasty and crisps.
Yeah, don't tell me. Tell it to my stomach. It's been grumbling away all afternoon.
Well, good. That shows the diet's working, doesn't it? Mm. Though there's still quite a long way to go yet.
Well, you go on in and say hello to Jennifer, if that's what you came for.
Oh! Oh, well, I suppose I might as well. Now I'm here. Yeah,
I'll come in and tell you when I'm done.
So what exactly was he complaining about?
He thinks the autumn sown crops aren't doing well enough. Some of the fields have got off to a slow start, and of course he's blaming it all on the no-till system.
Yes, I see.
I told him it's a long-term plan. We can't expect instant results. It's much too soon to be making any snap judgments.
Well.
Hello? Jennifer? Hello, Brian.
Susan, good afternoon.
Hi. You'd think he'd have got the message by now, wouldn't you? Without me having to explain it to him all over again. But no, not Rob Titchener.
Apparently not.
I'm not interrupting. Neil's come to fetch those pallets for the bonfire, so...
Ah, yes. No, I'm afraid Jenny's not here. She's nipped down to see her mother.
Oh.
I don't suppose she'll be back for a while.
Oh, that's a shame.
Anyway, Brian, I thought I'd better warn you.
Yes, indeed.
So what's Rob been up to now? Sorry, I couldn't help overhearing.
Throwing his weight around as estates manager, giving me a hard time.
That's just so typical, isn't it? Soon as he gets this new job, he goes strutting around like a playground bully.
That's about the size of it.
Oh, Jenny's cakes.
Oh.
Tea cakes. She was late for Peggy, so she asked me to get them out.
OK, well, I'm off down to the deer.
Oh, Adam, well, where will you be after that?
Feeding the ewes.
Right, well, I'll come down and join you and have a chat about this whole crop situation.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Right. Now, do those look done to you, Susan?
Oh, perfect. Oh, they smell delicious.
Ah. Well, why don't you stay and have one?
Oh, yes, please.
OK. And I think there's still some tea in the pot.
Oh, thank you, Brian. And while I'm here, could I ask you a favour? Hey.
Oh, hiya.
Guess what, Roy? I've just had another compliment about my calendar page.
Oh, yeah? Miss November?
From one of the guests. He came in for a swim. He said what a lovely smile I had.
Smile, eh?
Yes. He's come for the conference. Looks a bit like Matt Damon, actually.
Oh, well, I hope you got his number then.
No hitting on the customers. So, are you busy messaging? Oh, not that it's any of my business. Oh, is it your date?
Yeah. I'm just talking about the arrangements.
Oh, I thought it was all set for tomorrow night.
Well, yeah, it was.
Was? Hey, you're not backing out on her, are you?
No. No, I was just thinking about changing the venue.
Why's that?
Well, we were going to meet at the tapas bar off the high street, you know?
Oh, yeah, perfect. Nice and cosy.
Yeah, well, maybe a bit too cosy. I mean, for a first date. Maybe I ought to go for somewhere more neutral.
Like?
Well, pizza place, maybe.
Well, pizza's not very romantic.
No, but it's more like casual, like we're meeting up as mates.
Oh, you're still worrying, aren't you?
No.
You're afraid she'll try and ravish you on your first date.
No, I am not. No, really. It's just, from her picture and her profile, she looks like a nice girl, and
I still don't even know what she looks like. Hey, unless it is Tracy Horobin.
No, it is not. Well, you can see if you want.
Can I?
Yeah. Right here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Jazza was right. She's hot.
Yeah. So I don't want to get nervous and mess things up. I'd rather take it steady, that's all.
I hope you don't think I'm being nosy.
No, not at all.
Oh, it's just such a big decision. I want to do as much research as I can.
Yes. If you just let me put this down. Right, most of our old family photos are here on the sideboard.
Oh.
And there's some nice ones of the children when they were little.
Actually, Brian, it's the newer ones I really need to look at if I'm going to find us a good photographer for our family picture.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't know how much you want to spend.
Well, we're only doing it the once, so I'm not worrying too much about the cost.
Right. Well, have a look at this one.
Mm-hmm.
We had it taken this summer for our Ruby wedding.
Oh.
Jenny went to a lot of trouble choosing the right photographer. She seemed very pleased with the result. What do you think?
Oh, yes. Yes, that is nice.
I mean, personally, I'm never quite sure about these formal photos. I always end up looking like a stuffed dummy.
Oh, no. No, you look very dashing, Brian.
Really?
Yeah. I like the cravat.
Oh, thanks. Of course, Jenny went to town. New hairdo, new dress, the works.
So who took it?
Some chap from Felpersham. What was his name?
Oh, Felpersham.
He seemed fairly competent. Brought along a whole mass of equipment, cost us an arm and a leg.
Hello?
Oh, Neil!
Hello!
Sorry to butt in. I'm done with the pallets.
Oh, right.
But there's no big rush if you...
Yes, come and have some tea, Neil. Oh. Look after your wife.
Oh, thanks.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll see if I can find this chap's details for you soon.
Thanks, Brian.
Ooh, what's that? Tea cakes?
Help yourself, Neil.
Thanks.
No, you don't.
Oh.
Hands off. You can have a cup of tea if you want. No cakes.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, you're early. Weren't you staying on tonight?
No, that was last night.
OK, I don't know if you fancy eating together. I'm making a sort of chicken stir-fry.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's going to be plenty enough for two.
Oh, OK, then, thanks.
Nice for me to have some company. That's if you've still got an appetite.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm famished.
So not too nervous about your date tomorrow?
Hey? No. No, why should I be?
Sounding very relaxed.
Yeah, well, like I said, we changed the venue.
So it's going to be a pizza then?
Nope. Nope, not that. You know that posh new patisserie by the market?
Patisserie?
Yeah. Yeah, they got the tables round the back. We're meeting there instead. Have a cake and a coffee.
So is it still open at night?
No. No, it's not going to be evening. It's lunchtime instead.
So a lunchtime date at a cafe?
Yeah. I thought it'd be more relaxed, you know. Not quite so loaded.
OK.
Well, she seemed well up for it. And she may look great from a picture, but it's her personality that really matters, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. So before we get into anything, I want to make sure we're really, you know, compatible.
Yeah, I think that's really sensible of you, Roy. So how are you getting on with the bonfire?
Oh, yeah, it's looking good. We've got plenty of timber now. And Eddie brought some old doors from a job he's doing, so we should have a good blaze going.
Oh, well done.
So, all we need now is...
someone to make you a guard.
Yeah. What is that, Susan?
Oh, well, I'm just doing a bit more research.
No, wait. Don't shut it down. Let me look.
Well, if you want.
Oh, more photographers?
Yeah, I was only browsing, you know.
What?
They've got ever such good reviews, Neil. And they do a lot of celebrity portraits too.
From London? How much do they cost?
Well, I'm not sure they tell you on the website.
No, in case you have a heart attack.
Oh, look, never mind the price. Just have a look at some of their sample pictures.
Why do we need these swanky London photographers? What's wrong with the one Brian and Jennifer use from Felpersham?
Oh, Neil. Did you see their ruby wedding portrait?
No.
Well, let me tell you, it was awful. You could see all Jennifer's crow's feet, and as for Brian's receding hairline...
Oh, yeah, but I mean...
It was so stuffy and old-fashioned. No style. No je ne sais quoi.
Well...
It made them look like a real old Darby and Joan. Don't want us looking like that. Want ours to be chic and modern and sophisticated.
They can't make us look like movie stars.
Well, they can do better than Jennifer's man from Felpersham. And if we're going to bother, I want us to have the very best.
I honestly thought I'd never get away, Adam.
Well, thanks for making it in the end.
I'm guessing Rob's left you feeling pretty bruised.
Oh, he didn't pull any punches. He went straight for the jugular. The no-till system isn't working. It's all a disaster. And it's all my fault.
Any crops in particular he was worried about?
No, he didn't bother to make any fine distinctions. It was all the estate wheat. The bottom fields, mostly. And he knows damn well, as I reminded him, the no-till system was approved by the board before we bought the new drill.
Yes, I see.
And he can't go making these sweeping judgments after a couple of months. It's all about the medium to long-term benefits.
Yes. Though I did make a point of going up there the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yes. And I hate to say this, but Rob may have a point.
What?
It doesn't look good, Adam. Some of those crops are really struggling.
Yes, I know,
but... All right, I'm sure there are very good reasons, but if I was in Rob's shoes, I might well express a few concern.
So, you're telling me you think he's right?
Adam, it's not just about keeping Rob happy. There's Justin, too. And if he's employed Rob to be his manager...
Oh, no. I can't believe
Listen, I accept that your approach is probably right over the long term.
Well, thanks for that.
But if Rob doesn't buy it, then he'll go running to Justin and the rest of the board. And that could mean big trouble for us.
I do know that, Brian.
In the end, it's a simple matter of economics. We can't afford to lose the contract.
Oh, perfect morning for it, don't you think?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Sun shining, all these wonderful autumn colours, and a bit of a breeze will move the birds along. It should be in for some pretty good sport.
Well, even if I don't manage to hit anything, it's a real privilege just to be out here.
I shan't disagree with that.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Well, nice to have you along.
Though I do feel a bit as if I'm playing hooky on my first week in the job.
Oh, you should look on it as one of the perks.
Well, I make up for any lost time, of course.
And it's not just about the sport. One or two of my guests have farming interests.
Really?
Well, they're not all city brokers on a day out. I'm sure they'd like to meet my new estates manager. I'll introduce you.
Oh, well, yes.
Custard, good morning.
Oh, Brian, hello. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
I was just saying to Rob, we couldn't have picked a better day for it.
No, indeed. Morning, Rob.
Morning. So, you come to do some beating?
No, actually, I'm one of the guns.
Oh, really?
Brian's come along to show us how to hit those high birds, eh, Brian?
I'm not so sure about that.
Well, good luck anyway. I'll see you both at the first drive.
Yes. Well, Brian, hope you don't feel too much the odd one out.
What?
Well, you know, among all Justin's smart city chums.
Well, actually, I've met most of them before. Latif's been to dinner at Home Farm.
Really?
Steady.
Ah, Sheila, good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
All right, boy. Whoa. Oh,
he looks quite a handful.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Where exactly are you taking him?
Back home, along the bridle path.
Ah, yes.
I see.
Oh, I hear you're to join the Mastership of the South Borsetshire.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks. Oh, though I won't officially take over until the spring. Oh, steady, steady. We'd better be on our way.
Well, nice to see you, Sheila.
Yeah, and you.
Enjoy your ride.
Thanks. Bye. Yes, all right, Victor.
Sheila, wait. Is it really such a good idea to ride over estate land when there's a shoot on?
It's a public bridle path. I'm allowed to use it.
Well, perhaps, but this is an important day for Justin. Last thing we want is to have a drive interrupted by you coming along.
I'm on my way home. And do you really think I'd be stupid enough to ride through the middle of a drive?
I'd rather not take that risk.
Of course I wouldn't. And surely it's Will Grundy's job to look after the guns, not yours.
Will? Sure, he'd be far too busy doffing his cap to make a fuss.
That's not only very rude, it's quite untrue.
And besides, as estates manager, I decide who has access to our land. I could even apply to have this bridle path diverted.
What?
Mm. So perhaps you should bear that in mind, Sheila.
Hello, Roy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Hi.
Hello. And you're Lucy?
Oh, good. You recognise me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You look just like your picture.
Oh, great. So do you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Though you haven't got your dog with you.
Hey? Oh, no, not today.
So, shall we sit down?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
I'm sorry if I'm a bit late.
No, that's, I mean, you're not. I got here early.
Okay. So.
That's a great top you're wearing.
Oh, thank you. Or is that what you say to all your dates?
No. No, not really. It suits you.
Oh, that's nice of you to say.
Actually, I'm kind of new at this whole dating thing, you know?
Really? What, so I'm your first date?
Let's say it's been quite a while.
Oh, well, that's nice. I hope I won't be a letdown.
Oh, no, I... How about you?
Is this my first? Not quite, no.
Okay, so, anyway, sorry if I'm a bit nervous.
Oh, I still get nervous and it's my fourth. No, it's my fifth.
Really?
So it's not just you. And you're doing fine so far.
Am I?
Yeah. You look like your picture. You've got nice manners. That's a promising start. And you chose us a nice place to meet.
Yeah?
And those cakes. Yum.
Yeah. So, what are you drinking? Tea or coffee?
Laying down the law. Telling me where I can and can't ride. What gives him the right?
Bit of a cheek.
Oh, honestly. The moment he gets this new job, he starts behaving like he owns the place.
Entirely predictable, I'd say. And as for diverting the bridle path...
Oh, all right, so perhaps he was bluffing, but...
So try and put it all behind you.
Then I can tell you my news.
Oh, so go on, tell me.
I've just had another call from Anisha Jayakodi.
Oh, what did she have to say?
She thanked me again for the lunch, said how much she enjoyed her visit.
And?
She liked what she saw. And she's obviously interested in exploring the idea of a partnership further.
Maybe she didn't mind you helping the Grundys out after all.
Maybe. There's still a long way to go, of course. So we've arranged to meet up next week. We'll see how it goes from there.
Oh, I know. Wasn't it just so amazing?
Yeah, I mean, talk about a cliffhanger.
Is she dead or alive?
Well, the way they left it, she could be either.
And it's so tense. And now we've got to wait till the next season.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. So, that's TV. What about books?
Oh, well, you go first.
Well, actually, I don't get a whole lot of time to read, to be honest.
Oh, you and me both.
It's shift work.
Yeah. I mean, who'd be in the hotel business?
Yeah, I still think it is so weird. Us both in hospitality and we've never met before.
I definitely would have remembered if we had.
Yeah, me too.
All right, what next?
How about Guilty Secrets? I mean, something you really like, but you're secretly ashamed of.
Ah, okay. You definitely go first on this one.
Okay. If you promise not to laugh.
Promise?
Well, ever since I was little, I have had this real thing about the Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, no. You're kidding.
I know. They were one of those bands I loved when I was a little kid, but I never grew out of it. I have got all their albums, most of them on vinyl.
No, I like them too.
You do?
Yeah, no, I think they're great. In fact, they signed an album for me.
What? Yeah. No. A signed album?
Yeah, yeah. Just 2 or 3 years back, in my last job, I organised a festival and they were headliners.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were great. We had some drinks, we hung out backstage.
You can't be serious. No,
yeah, yeah. I mean, I had a good talk with them. I mean, they're really, really, really nice guys.
Oh, Roy, I can't believe it. I am so jealous.
So, that's my guilty secret too. Can we share it?
Oh, well, I won't tell if you don't.
Deal. So,
Roy, look, can I just say this?
Yeah, go on.
Before we go on, I've got one or two ground rules.
Oh, okay.
Well, first, I'm not so cool with guys who try and run two dating partners at once. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's not nice, is it? I think it's almost as bad as cheating on your wife.
yeah.
And I could just never respect someone who does that.
No? I mean, no, no.
Like, I had this friend from uni, and we were really close. I was bridesmaid at her wedding. And then last year, I heard she got drunk and slept with her boss. And they had an affair. It all went pear-shaped. You know the story.
Yeah.
So that was the end of that friendship. So maybe I am a bit old-fashioned, but are you okay with that?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Great. So, are you up for sharing some cheesecake?
Oh, damn, and last.
Well, some of those have the wind in their tails.
I don't know what's the matter. I can't seem to hit a thing.
Well, not the only one. I missed a few sitters.
Well, you did better than me.
Well, here's the man who showed us the way. Good shooting, Rob.
Thanks.
Did you see him, Brian, putting us all to shame?
Yes. Well, it did seem to get my eye in.
I was just saying to Brian, some of them were really shifty.
Yes, some lovely birds. Too much for you, Brian.
Well, I've shot better.
Well, we all have our bad days.
One of mine for sure.
Well, perhaps you should book a few lessons on the clays. Get some practice in.
Yes, maybe I should.
Well, I marked one down at the edge of the wood. Better go and show the pickers.
Must be time for lunch. Brian, when you've got a moment, perhaps after lunch, I'd like to have a quick word.
So, thanks for the coffee and the cakes.
It's okay. You're welcome.
It's a great little place. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too.
Roy, was it just me or did it suddenly get a bit awkward in there?
No. No.
You sure? I didn't say something wrong, did I?
No, honest. It was good. I had a great time.
So,
thanks for being such a great first date.
It was nice. You've got my number. Give me a call sometime, if you want.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
Bye then.
Take care.
Yes, goodbye.
I expect you know I spoke to Adam the other day about the wheat.
He did mention it to me, yes. You've got some doubts about the new drill.
Not just doubts, Brian. Strong reservations. And I can tell you now, Justin feels the same.
Well, I hope you gave him the full picture. You know, that if we give the soil time to improve, it'll all work much better.
Well, I know that's how Adam persuaded the board to let him try.
Yes, the BL board, of which I am the chair. Adam presented a very thorough and well-argued case, and the whole board agreed to it.
Brian, what you get up to at Home Farm is your own business, but I'm not prepared to have the estate used as a testbed for Adam's half-baked theories.
Whoa, half-baked?
Well, you can hardly call them tried and tested.
Well, you may not be convinced, Rob, but they're based on perfectly sound scientific research.
Which, as far as I'm concerned, still hasn't been proven. Anyway, is Adam even up to doing his job, from all the rumours I've heard recently?
Rumours?
Well, about his various relationship problems.
Hey, now, that's not fair.
I've no interest in his personal life, however unconventional. But I have to say, it does make me wonder about the soundness of his professional judgment.
All right. Look, let me speak to Justin myself. I'm quite sure that once he's been reminded of all the facts, he'll be perfectly reassured.
Well, you can try if you like, Brian. But don't say you haven't been warned.
I don't want to interrupt you.
Hey, no, it's good to see you. I'm not busy at the moment.
Right.
So, how's things? Have you been spending all your time down at Holly Tree?
What?
Well, it's just... I've not seen you around so much these last few days.
No, well, busy.
Ah. Well, maybe you should try and take some time out at the weekend.
Pip, I'll tell you why I'm here. I've got a message for Toby.
Oh, OK.
There's going to be a meeting this afternoon.
OK.
To talk about upper-class eggs. We need to decide our way forward with the business, how we take it from here.
Yes.
Well, Josh is coming along and Toby needs to be there.
So have you told him?
Yeah, I messaged him last night. But maybe you could, you know, remind him so he can't say he didn't know about it.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll do that.
Well, it's crucial. 4:30, down at Hollow Tree, and tell him not to be late.
I'll make sure he's there.
Thanks. I'll let you get on.
Hey, Rex, you going to this audition?
Audition?
For the panto, tonight at the Village Hall.
Mother Goose.
Well, Alice is really keen to get some good men there.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, it might be a laugh.
No, I don't think so, Pip. It's Toby who likes to dress up and look a complete idiot, not me.
Oh, you mean the goose costume?
Gander, man. You two seem to be having a good time at Halloween. I don't want to get in the way of that.
Look, Rex, wait. Toby said no. He told Alice he's not doing the panto. He's too busy.
Yeah? Doing what?
Well, that's what he said. He's given her back the costume and everything. So he definitely won't be there tonight.
We haven't got a proper script as yet, so I printed out some stuff from the net.
Okay.
Here you go. Oh, and it's so great you've come.
Well, I couldn't really let you down, could I?
You're a real friend. It's all turning out to be harder than I thought. Especially now we don't have any of the Grundys.
Well, Eddie's still playing hard to get.
Yes. I can't see him budging either. Anyway, there are lots of people in this village I haven't tried yet. And I've put it all out on the social media, and I've messaged everyone on my contact list.
Everyone?
Well, everyone in a 10-mile radius. Kate's done the same, so...
Oh, where is Kate? Isn't she meant to be in charge?
Oh, she was here earlier. I think she's gone out looking for more people.
OK. Well, I did remind Roy about it, but...
Yes, what about Roy? Where is he?
Sorry, he's backed out. It's definite. He's not in a good mood.
Oh, after his first date.
Oh, you heard.
But Jazza knows. It's hardly a secret. It was last night, wasn't it?
Well, yesterday.
So tell me, I want to know. How did it go?
Well, you know he was worried about... Well, in case...
In case you tried to have a wicked way with him.
But when I asked, he said it wasn't like that at all.
Oh?
No, she was really nice and cute and pretty.
Aww.
Definitely not a man-eater. It sounds like they really clicked.
Ooh.
It turned out they had loads of things in common. She does the same kind of work. They like the same music. They had a real spark.
So what happened? Did they, you know...
No, of course they didn't. They didn't even have a proper kiss.
Oh, but why?
I don't know. Roy seemed pretty down about it. When I asked if they were going to meet again, he said no. He didn't think so.
Hmm.
I don't understand it.
OK, coffee filters, coffee filters.
Toby?
Oh, hey, Pip.
Toby, why are you still here? It's 5:30. Toby!
Where do you keep the coffee filters?
What is this?
Ah, OK, got them.
What are you doing to my kitchen?
This is the big moment. You are about to witness the birth of my latest creation.
What?
All these. All my secret ingredients have been steeping in the booze for 3 days. All I have to do now is sieve it out and run it through the filters.
OK.
Then we'll be ready for our first proper tasting.
Look, fine, but you can't do this now. You should be at the meeting. It started an hour ago.
Sorry, what meeting?
With Rex and Josh? To talk about upper-class eggs.
So let them meet if they want. I don't have to be there.
Yes, you do. Look, I promised Rex.
Well, Rex is going to be disappointed.
Wait, so you're just going to ignore it and pretend it isn't happening?
Pip, my sweetie, I told you it's time for Rex to wise up and accept reality. All this stuff about squeezing me out of the goose business, it just isn't going to happen.
Oh, no? And how can you be so sure?
Because I know my brother.
Well, so do I.
Not like I do. I've been dealing with him all my life. I know when he's for real and when he's trying it on. And right now, he can just stew in his own juice until he realises the truth, that he needs me way more than I need him.
Toby, whatever's happening with the geese, the three of you are still partners in the egg business. But you can still go to the meeting.
Not now. I've way more important things to do. So, can you find us some clean glasses?
No, no, I can't see anyone out there.
No sign of Kate?
No. Maybe you should message her again.
Oh, she's probably got sidetracked, giving somebody a head massage.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you know, never mind. It's still quite early. Maybe the big rush will come later.
Oh, oh wait, who's this?
Hello?
Rex! Hey! Great! Come on in.
You
can see it's a bit crowded, but I think we can squeeze you in.
Kirsty.
So... It's just us then, is it?
Well, yes, so far.
I thought it was just going to be me.
We've had a bit of a slow start, but hey, it's great to see you. Thanks for coming. Here's a script for you. And don't worry, you'll only have to read a few lines. And I know we can pick a really good part for you.
Alice, whoa, hold on. I'm not totally sure I want to do this.
What?
Be in the panto.
Yes, of course you do.
I just came along to have a look, really, see what's going on. I thought I was late.
Okay, so now you're here, you might as well read for a part.
Well, maybe, but...
Oh, Rex, you must. Mustn't he, Kirsty?
Yes, definitely.
You're so absolutely the kind of person to do this. You're young and fit and talented. We need you, Rex.
Yes, we do.
Okay, all I'm saying is I'm not making any promises.
Oh, wait, here's someone else. Oh, my...
Hello? Sorry if I'm late. This is the audition for Mother Goose.
Okay, then. Ready?
Are you sure this stuff is safe, Toby?
Trust me, I've done my research. It's guaranteed not to kill.
Oh, well, that makes me feel way better.
So, raise your glasses, please, to my future as the first artisan drinks billionaire. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, wow.
Warm.
Well, what do you think?
Oh,
come on, not so bad, is it? I mean, for a first attempt.
Oh, well, okay, I'm not dead.
You really can taste the berries coming through. You can. Go on, have another swig.
Actually, you know, it's not as bad as I thought.
Although, maybe a touch heavy on the herbs.
Well, I mean, at least it's drinkable.
Yeah, it's a start. It shows them on the right track. But it's going to need some more work on it.
Well, I shan't argue with that.
Still, early days. If I take this lot down with me, I'll see if the Brighton crew can give me a steer.
What?
They've had the experience, after all.
No, what, Toby Brighton?
Oh, yes. Didn't I say I'm going down there for the weekend?
No, you didn't say.
I might stay a bit longer. Depends how long it takes.
But you're going away to Brighton without me?
Oh, hey. You know I'd love to have you along, but this is strictly a business trip, and you've got work anyway, haven't you?
So when are you...
If I head off soon, I'll be there by midnight.
What, now? Tonight?
Well, no time to waste. It's just for a few days. I'll be back before you...
No, Toby, wait. You can't go anywhere until you've talked to your brother.
Why?
About the egg business. You need to know what happened at the meeting, which you missed. So, are you going to call him, or shall I?
So, Rex, done this kind of thing before?
Oh, not much. The usual, a bit at school.
Oh, you're in a school production. Who'd you play?
Just a small part.
Oh, so, what, Shakespeare? Beckett?
West Side Story.
A musical?
No, it was one of the Jets, you know.
So you don't just act, you sing and dance as well.
Sorry, I'll have to take this one.
Yeah, don't mind me.
Yes, Toby.
Alice, no. You can't do it. You cannot cast Rob Titchener.
Do you think I want to, Kirsty?
So, you have to go back out there and tell him.
But I can't just kick him out. I mean, what do I say?
Oh, I'll help you. I'm sure we'll find a way.
No, look. What we'll have to do is...
What?
I'll wait till it's over and then just tell him he doesn't have a part.
So we've got to sit there and watch him audition?
It's the only way, Kirsty. What else can I do?
Rex, you going already?
Something's come up. I've had to change my plans.
Well, can't it wait a few minutes?
No, it can't.
OK, guys, we're ready. Who wants to be first? Hey, Rex, where are you going?
Sorry, Alice, I've got to go meet somebody.
But you can't. Not now. We haven't even started.
I can't stay. I'll see if I can come back later. Maybe.
No, wait. Kirsty, you tell him.
Oh, well, actually, I can't audition for this either.
What? Hey, Kirsty.
I'm sorry, Alice. I hate to let you down. But you know why it is, don't you?
I'm not even sure why I'm talking to you, Toby. As you didn't bother to come to the meeting earlier.
Okay, I'm here now, aren't I?
So?
So, you can fill me in on what happened, seeing as it's obviously so important.
You're right.
What?
The meeting was important, which is why we wanted you there. There is no more egg business.
What do you mean?
Me and Josh agreed. Upper class eggs isn't working.
You what?
So we're winding it up.
No! No, you can't. That's mad.
Sorry. What? It's not your decision anymore. You're out.
No, of course I'm not out. Look at me. I'm still here. I'm staying.
There'll be no business for you to stay for. I'll carry on managing the Hollertree Geese on my own. And the Upper Class Eggs partnership with Josh, it's over.
But hey, Rex, you can't do this to me.
Can't I?
No, we've had our differences, but you and me, we're a team, aren't we? We're family.
It was never going to work, Toby. You always wanted to go your own way. So, now's your chance.
We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.